He had tasked his newest employee, a young kid named Chug Ninks, with searching out someone with a line on a replacement brain. And it was the human Thielen who entered the garage just then and hurried over to him.
"I might have found us a brain,"
Ninks said, flushed with excitement.
"Where?"
Bammy started to say, but he stopped when he spotted a familiar figure saunter into the bay. Swinging back to Ninks, he shook his head in disappointment.
"Kid, going to him was a bad idea."
The blue in Ninks' mottled complexion intensified.
"I didn't know."
Bammy put a hand on Ninks' shoulder.
"Don't worry about it. Maybe it'll work out in our favor."
A Kurivar with a pronounced cranial horn, Maisel was known on the Smuggler's Moon as a fence, an arms dealer, an opportunist who had worked for both sides during the war. A naturally sibilant tone complemented his deviousness.
"Your young half-breed tells me you're in need of a ship's brain."
Bammy steered the Kurivar to a cluttered table in the corner of the bay and motioned him to a chair.
"Since when are you in the business of ship parts? I thought you only dealt in weaponry."
Maisel's shoulders shrugged under his rich cloak.
"Nothing's changed, except in this instance, I may have something you can use."
Bammy compressed his lips.
"I'll listen anyway."
"I've contacts among the crews dismantling the Separatist fleet. I can get you a targeting and fire control brain off a tri-fighter command ship."
Bammy scoffed at the idea.
"Converting that to serve a YT freighter would take an expert slicer and way more credits than I can afford."
"I know that,"
Maisel said.
"But I have someone who will do the conversion for you. All you need to do is supply schematics of the ship."
Bammy thought about it.
"I already have the schematics, direct from Corellian Engineering. But how much is this going to set me back?"
"Less than half of what a factory-warrantied Hankswargle Superflow would run you, even at wholesale."
"You guarantee it?"
Maisel smiled.
"Of course I will. A full refund if there's any problem."
"A refund?" Bammy laughed. "You're going to have to resurrect me if my client has any problems with it."
"Resurrection is the province of others. I'm only a simple profiteer."
Bammy thought some more.
"How soon could I have it, assuming I decide to trust you?"
"A week after you hand over the schematics and a down payment of half the cost."
Bammy was still grappling with it when he returned to the YT. The Itachi was waiting for him under the starboard side docking ring, a small module resting on his thick, grease-stained forearms. Bammy's expression went from pensive to quizzical.
"I extracted it from the droid brain,"
the Itachi said.
"It's the freighter's flight recorder."